Mini Story 5.1 Lesson 5.1 Hi again, my dear. How are you feeling today? How's your mood? I hope that you are feeling wonderful. Well, we are going to listen to the mini story lesson. I hope that you know our rules. As usual, you have to answer the questions quickly. So, are you ready? In that case, breathe deeply, jump, run, dance, but please don't sit still. Okay? And listen carefully. So let's go. Christopher's encounter with the aliens. There was a boy named Christopher. He was brave, and also he was fond of adventures. Was there a boy named Alex? No, there was not a boy named Alex. Was there a toddler named Frank? No, there was not a toddler named Frank. Was there a middle-aged man? No, there was not a middle-aged man. Was there any very old man? No, there was not any very old man. Were there twins? No, there were not twins. Was there an old woman? No, there was not an old woman. Who was there? There was a boy named Christopher. Was Christopher a film star? No. He was a simple boy. Was there a weak boy named Christopher? No, there was not a weak boy named Christopher. Was there a brave boy named Chris? Yes, there was a brave boy named Chris. Did he have a pure soul? Yes, but he liked dangerous things. Was he fond of football? No, he was not fond of football. Did he play tennis for 2 years ago? No, he didn't play tennis 2 years ago. Was he fond of cycling? No, he was not fond of cycling. Oh, was he fond of adventures? Yes, he was fond of adventures. Could he live without adventures? Yes, he couldn't live without adventures. Did he like watching adventure films too? Yes, he liked watching adventure films. It was a dark and stormy night. The whole of Greentown was covered by dark clouds. Was it raining? No, it was not raining. Was it snowing with wind? No, it was not snowing with wind. Was it foggy night? No, it was not a foggy night. Was it long night? No, it wasn't long night. Was it light? No, it was not light. Was it dark and windy? Yes, it was dark, but it was not windy. It was stronger than wind. Was that night terrible? Yes, it was terrible night. Was it dark and stormy night? Yes, it was dark and stormy night. Was the town covered with snow? No, the town wasn't covered with snow. Were the roofs of houses flown suddenly? No, it didn't happen. Was the city covered with water? No, the city wasn't covered with water. Was Greentown covered with dark clouds? Yes, the Greentown was covered with dark clouds. Where was covered with dark clouds? The Greentown was covered with dark clouds. Did he live near the desert? No, he didn't live near the desert. Did he live near the sea? No, he didn't live near the sea. Where did he live? He lived in Greentown. Did he live with wife? No, he didn't live with his wife. Did he live with his relatives? No, he didn't live with his relatives. Did he live alone? Yes, he lived alone. Didn't he have his family? No, he didn't have his family. Christopher was returning home. It started raining. Was it light as Anne was returning home? No, it was not light as Anne was returning home. Was it dark when Richard was out? No, when Richard was out, it wasn't dark. When Tom was returning, it was raining? No, when Tom was returning, it wasn't raining. Who was returning when the green town was covered with dark clouds? Chris was returning home when the whole green town was covered with dark clouds. Was Chris returning to his friend's home? No, Chris wasn't returning to his friend's house. Was Chris returning or going somewhere? Chris was returning home. Did it start snowing? No, it didn't start snowing. Did it start hailing? No, it didn't start hailing. Did it start winding? No, it didn't start winding. Was lightning flashing? No, lightning wasn't flashing. Was it stormy night? No, it wasn't stormy day. Did it start drought? No, it didn't start drought. Was the sun shining? No, the sun wasn't shining. Was it getting dawn? No, it was not getting dawn. Did earthquake started? No, of course not. Earthquake didn't start it. Was it cool night? No, it wasn't too cold night. Was Greentown covered with foggy weather? No, Greentown wasn't covered with foggy weather. Was it noisy night? Yes, it was noisy night. Was Chris scared at night? No, he wasn't scared at night. Was it cloudy before raining? Yes, it was cloudy before raining. Did it start raining fast? Yes, it started raining fast. When did it start raining fast? When Christopher was returning home, it started raining fast. Was it raining slowly? No, it was not raining slowly. Did he start to use umbrella? No, he didn't use an umbrella. Did he have an umbrella? No, he didn't have an umbrella, so he can't use an umbrella. Was his house covered with water? No, his house wasn't covered with water. Was he scared when it started raining fast? No, he wasn't scared. Suddenly, he saw an UFO appearing from the clouds above. In no time, it landed on the road. Did he meet his enemy? No, he didn't meet his enemy. Did he meet a wolf? No, he didn't meet any animals. Did he see a stranger? No, he didn't see a stranger. Did he see Madonna? No, he didn't see Madonna. Did he meet dinosaurs? No, he didn't meet dinosaurs. Did he meet monkeys? No, he didn't meet monkeys. What did he see? He saw an UFO. Yes, he saw unidentified flying object. Did he see an eagle in the sky? No, he didn't saw an eagle in the sky. Did he see a plane? No, he didn't see a plane. Who saw UFO? Christopher saw UFO. Did he shout, "Help me"? No, he didn't shout, "Help me." Did he start crying? No, he didn't start crying. Did he meet aliens? Yes, they were aliens. Did it land on the roof of the house? No, it didn't land on the roof of the house. Did he meet it on a tree? No, it was not on the tree. So, where did he saw it? He saw a UFO appearing from the clouds above. Did it land on the road? Yes, it landed on the road. Did the road cleave? No, the road didn't cleave. Couldn't it land well? No, It could land well. Did Chris start hiding? No, he didn't start hiding. Three aliens came out. Chris was astonished as he could understand their language. Did aliens come out? Yes, non-human beings came out. How many aliens come out? Three aliens came out. Did he start taking photo? No, he didn't start taking photo. Did aliens sing a song after they came out? No, they didn't sing a song. Did Chris start running cold? No, he didn't start running cold. Did Chris understand their language? Yes, he could understand their language. Did he meet a real adventure that he had waited? Yes, it was a real adventure. Did he raise his eyebrows when he talked with them? No, he didn't raise his eyebrows when he talked with them. Did he talk with them? Yes, he talked with them. Did he hold their hands? No, he didn't hold their hands. Why was he astonished? Because he could understand their language. Was it a film? Yes, it was a film. Whose language could he understand? He could understand aliens' language. Could he understand non-human beings' language? Yes, he understood their speech. Could he understand only some words? No, he could understand some words. He could understand all words. Could he understand badly their language? No, he could understand well their language. Their plan was to take all the donkeys away from the Earth. Not wasting a moment, Chris called his friends. Did they want everybody to learn their language? No, their plan wasn't that. Was their plan to injure everybody? No, they didn't think about it. Did they come to live here? No, they didn't come to live here. Did they want to kidnap Chris? No, they didn't want to kidnap him. Was their plan to kidnap children from the Earth? No, their plan wasn't to kidnap children from the Earth. What was their plan? Their plan was to take all the donkeys away from the Earth. Did Chris run away when he heard their plan? No, he didn't escape. Did he call all people? No, he didn't call all people. Did he call journalists? No, he didn't call journalists. Did he laugh when he heard about it? No, he didn't laugh when he heard about it. What did he do then? Not wasting a moment, Chris called his friends. Did he call the police? No, he didn't call the police. Did he walk up to the tree? No, he didn't walk up the tree. Did he call a stranger? No, he didn't call a stranger. Those aliens described them as a donkey. Soon, Chris's friends arrived. They tried to scare those aliens by throwing stones, but in vain. Did those aliens describe a donkey? Yes, those animals described a donkey. Did he wear a bag from frightening? No, he didn't wear a bag from frightening. What did he do then? Not wasting a moment, Chris called his friends. Didn't his friends come? No, his friends came. Could his friends come on time? Yes, his friends arrived soon. Did his friends come slowly? No, his friends didn't come slowly. Did his friends take a photo? No, they didn't take a photo. Did they take a video? No, they didn't take a video. Were they scared? No, they were not scared. Were they brave as Chris? Yes, they were brave. Did you try to fight with aliens? Yes, they tried to scare them. How did they try to scare aliens? They threw stones. Did it work? No. Unfortunately, that was useless. What was in vain? Throwing stones to scare aliens was in vain. Did Chris's friends try to talk with them? No, they didn't try to talk with them. Did they try to make a friendship? No, they didn't try to make a friendship. Okay, what did they try to do? They threw stones, but in vain. Luckily, Mr. Grun, the fat inspector of the area, arrived with a frightened look on his face. He shot at those aliens. Who arrived then? Mr. Grun arrived. Who was Mr. Grun? Mr. Grun was inspector. Who was Mr. Grun with? Mr. Grun wasn't with anybody. Did a clever old man come? No, a clever old man didn't come. Did Sherlock Holmes come? No, Sherlock didn't come. Did a slim and handsome Inspector Charlie arrive? No, a slim and handsome Inspector Charlie didn't arrive. Did Mr. Grun, the fat inspector of the area, arrive? Yes, Mr. Grun, the fat inspector of the area, arrived. Was Mr. Grun an inspector? Yes, he was an inspector. Was he fat? Yes, he was fat. Was he also scared? Yes, he was also frightened. Did he shoot at a donkey? No, he didn't shoot a donkey. Did he shoot to the sky? No, he didn't shoot to the sky. Where did he shoot? He shot at those aliens. Did he have a gun? Yes, because he was an inspector. Did he shoot himself? No, he didn't shoot himself. Did he shoot the boys? No, he didn't shoot the boys. Did Chris shot at the aliens? No, Chris didn't shoot them. Who shot the aliens? Chris' friends? No, not his friends. The inspector of the area, Mr. Grun, shot them. Did the aliens shoot the inspector? No, the aliens didn't shoot the inspector. The inspector shot them. One of them pointed his finger at Mr. Grun. To everyone's amazement, he became as thin as a stick and made his body run cold. Did one of them point his finger at Chris? No, not to Chris. He pointed his finger at Mr. Grun. Was this fight going to start? Yes, the fight has already started. So what happened then? At everyone's amazement, the inspector became as thin as stick. Did he disappear? No, he appeared. Did he turn out a dog? No, he didn't turn out a dog. Did he turn out a donkey? No, he didn't turn out a donkey. Did he turn out a bear? No, he didn't become a bear. Did he become alien too? No, he didn't become alien like them. Did he become a little man? No, he didn't become a little man. Did he become baby? No, he didn't become a baby. Did he become as thin as stick? Yes, he became as thin as a stick. Was he scared? Yes, that made his body run cold. Why did aliens do that? Because Mr. Grun shot them. What made his body run cold? Having become as thin as a stick made his body run cold. Did boys want him to do this again? No, boys didn't want this. Did he feel ill when becoming as thin as stick? Yes, it happened. Was Chris angry with them? Yes. Chris was angry with them. Did all police get there from hearing it? No, all police didn't come, because they were not hurt. Everybody laughed. Chris bought his time and ran towards them, shouting at the top of his shrill voice. Did everybody cry? No, they didn't cry. Was a Chris brave boy than his friends? Yes, he was brave, so he was interested in adventure. Did they laugh? Yes, they laughed. Where Chris run away? Chris ran away towards them. Those aliens get the fright of their lives and vanish along with their spaceship. The kids are delighted. They save their planet. Why those aliens get frightened? Because of Chris's braveness. Were they Chris's enemies? Yes, they were Chris's enemies. Was Chris the bravest boy among them? Yes, Chris was the bravest boy among them. Were they Chris's enemies? Yes, they were Chris's enemies. Did birds vanish along the sky? No, they were not birds. Who were they? They were aliens. Were aliens happy or frightened? No, they were not. They got the fright. Why were kids happy? Because the aliens got scared and vanished. Did they escape? Yes, they escaped. Did Chris like this event? Yes, Chris liked this event because it was an amazing adventure. Who saved the planet? The kids saved the planet. Did boys love their planet? Yes, they loved their planet. Did that boys become heroes? Yes, the boys become heroes. So that's all for the mini story. But I want you to listen to the mini story again and again as soon as possible. So make sure that you are listening to these lessons 1 hour every day, at least, but more than 20 times a week. I would like you to listen to these mini stories while listening to the tracks, smile. Breathe deeply, be active, and move your body. That's all for today's story. See you next time. Bye-bye. POV 5.1. Welcome to the POV lesson. In this lesson, you should pay attention to the tenses. So, dear students, don't forget about our golden rules. Put a smile on your face, don't sit still, and breathe deeply. Are you ready? Let's start. Christopher's encounter with the aliens. There was a boy named Christopher. He was brave and also he was fond of adventures. It was a dark and stormy night. The whole of Greentown was covered with dark clouds. Christopher was returning home. It started raining fast. Suddenly, he saw an UFO appearing from the clouds above. In no time, it landed on the road. Three aliens came out. Chris was astonished as he could understand their language. Their plan was to take all the donkeys away from the earth. Not wasting a moment, Chris called his friends. Those aliens pointed out to the donkeys soon. Chris's friends arrived. They tried to scare those aliens by throwing stones, but in vain. Luckily, Mr. Grun, the fat inspector of the area, arrived. A fiery look on his face shot at those animals. One of them pointed his finger at Mr. Grun. To everyone's amazement, he became as thin as a stick that made his body run cold. Everybody laughed. Chris bought his time and ran towards them, shouting at the top of his shrill voice. Those aliens got frightened of their lives and vanished along with the spaceship. The kids were delighted. They saved their planet. You have just listened to the story in the past tense, and now it's time to listen to the story in the present. So are you ready? In that case, let's start. There is a boy named Christopher. He's brave and also he's fond of adventures. It is dark and stormy night. The whole green town is covered with dark clouds. Christopher is returning home. It starts raining fast. Suddenly, he sees an UFO appearing from the clouds above. In no time, it lands on the road. Three aliens come out. Chris is astonished, as he can understand their language. Their plan is to take all the donkeys away from the Earth. Not wasting a moment, Chris calls his friends. Those aliens paint out to the donkeys soon. Chris' friends arrive. They try to scare those aliens by throwing stones, but in vain. Luckily, Mr. Grun, the fat inspector of the area, arrives. A fear look on his face shoots at those aliens. One of them paints his finger at Mr. Grun. To everyone's amazement, he becomes as thin as stick. That makes his body run cold. Everybody laughs. Chris buzzes his time and runs toward them, shouting the top of his shrill voice. Those aliens get the fright of their lives and vanish along with their spaceship. The kids are delighted. They have saved the planet. That was the end of our POV lesson. My dear students, in order to reach the goal, you shouldn't forget our rules. Please try to listen to these stories more than 3 hours every day, and at least 2 or 3 times. I'm sure if you follow to our rules, you will achieve your aim. So that's all for today. Goodbye.